Was the Boston Marathon another false flag with a new 9/11 twist? Obama didn't waste any time when responding to the explosions by making it clear that the federal police force, known as Homeland Security, had already moved in on Boston's local crises.
Earlier today, I was briefed by my Homeland Security team on the events in Boston, and I've directed the full resources of the federal government to help state and local authorities protect our people, increase security around the United States as necessary, and investigate what happened.
And Wolf Blitzer didn't waste any time either, insinuating that Patriot activists were behind the explosions.
It is a state holiday in Massachusetts today called Patriots Day, who knows if that had anything at all to do with these quick explosions.
It all plays right into the hands of Homeland Security, now targeting domestic extremists as America's number one threat, which includes many Christian organizations. We all saw the clips of the explosions at the finish line. And now how it'll all play out is easy to guess. Homeland Security's federal police force will soon be at every race across the country, with TSA gropers sticking their hands down the pants of every runner. It's already beginning in the marathon's aftermath, with random checks of backpacks and packages on the tee. Boston's subway system, ordered by Homeland Security. I mean, Boston's governor.
There'll be a heightened law enforcement presence consistent with the severity and seriousness of the ongoing investigation. People should expect, those who are riding the T, that there will be random checks of backpacks and other parcels. And we just ask everyone to be patient with that inconvenience for the time being. It is for the public's safety.
And according to Jewish Bloomberg News, even the victims of the explosions are potential perpetrators.
What don't we know?
Well, we don't know who did it. We don't know why they did it. We don't know if they're still at large and planning to carry out another attack. Everyone in the hospitals will be interviewed by police officers, asking them questions if they saw anything, if in fact maybe they are the perpetrator. They are both witnesses and potential perpetrators.
It's a Jewish police state in the makings. Although Alex Jones would have us believe that Janet Napolitano, Big Sis, is running the show, she's really just a puppet, and an alleged lesbian at that. You see, from top to bottom, Homeland Security is run by Jews. At the top of the list is Michael Chertoff, former head of Homeland Security, now head of the Chertoff Group, the primary consultant to DHS. Chertoff's top advisors, Paul Schneider and Jay Cohen, both former DHS officials, are just a sampling of his large Jewish staff. You see, Chertoff with his fellow tribe members are changing the focus of DHS from terrorists to domestic extremists. It's a mini-minion.
As far as the biggest Homeland Security threat right now, a lot of people think it's what we call the lone wolf. Is that your opinion?
I think so. I think we should ask those questions about everybody, not just about Muslims. We should understand that point where somebody with radical views, which are protected by our Constitution, is prepared to engage in extreme behavior.
To me, the real lesson for everybody is the threats are out there. They continue to adapt and change. We have to adapt and change.
At Homeland Security itself, Amy Schlossman is chief of staff. Alan Burson is chief diplomatic officer. And Napolitano's special advisor, Dora Schriro, is said to be Big Sis's special Jewish girlfriend. And two more Jews, David Heyman and Alan Cohen, are heads of policy. Yes, policy at Homeland Security, dear Alex, with enough bullets, weapons, and armored vehicles to wage a seven-year war on the American people, is shaped by Jews. In 2007, Chertoff and Israel Security Chief Avi Dichter added to the mix a memorandum of mutual understanding, setting out terms for security cooperation, including police training, intelligence gathering, and counterinsurgency maneuvers. And that spells Mossad deep inside Homeland Security. All the buzzwords of this latest terror event in Boston, Al-Qaeda, Saudi nationalists, and now patriot groups, domestic terrorists, are trumpeted all over the Jewish-owned press, aimed to have Homeland Security's porno grabbers sticking their hands down our pants on every street corner. And then, your papers, please. Who benefits? Iran? Saudi Arabia? Nah. or Jewish Intensive Homeland Security, just itching to turn America into a Jewish police state. The whole episode is yet another fulcrum for ramping up Jewish control by destroying our liberties for our protection. Was Mossad complicit in another seemingly false flag operation? This is a question not a single journalist of the Jewish-owned media would even dare to ask. One man did, and he was shot down.
Have you taken any questions?
Oh, sir, I'm sorry, why would a loudspeaker telling people in the audience to be calm moments before the bomb went off? Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking a hand down on pants on the streets?
No. Next question.
But it doesn't matter who the bomber was. The Jews will use this event to take away even more of our freedoms, all in the name of security. The only way we can be truly secure with our liberties restored is to dismantle the Jewish-run Homeland Security edifice. It's now or never.